Good morning, TMC family. My name is Benita, and I'm out of the Garden State of New Jersey. I want to thank you, Prayer Warrior Minister Brenda, for, you know, having my back, as we do on this TMC, in our TMC family. I just want to say to you that there's no weapon that's going to be formed against you on this day that will prosper, because the devil is busy. I just want you to know he's real busy. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, good morning. As I smile and I think about your goodness that you shed upon us every day, Father, on this day that you will guide us and keep us in perfect peace, and just let us know that the word, let us know in our spirit and our heart that you have our back, that there will be no weapon formed against us that will prosper, that we learn how to lean on your word, Father, when adversities come, when sin comes that try to block us from our blessings, that we can stand on your word and say things like Jeremiah 29 and 11, that there's nothing that you don't want for us beyond our belief. Father God, we just ask you to open up our heart, our mind, and our spirit, lay upon your word on the mouthpiece of the speaker that will come forth this morning. Allow us to receive that word, use that word, and share that word. We ask you that you continue to cover our co-founders as they saw fit to have this call that would nourish us every morning, Father. We just thank you in your son's name, our brother Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. Minister and my lovely songbird, Miss Tiffany, come on out, sis.
Hello, Minister Benita. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, my sister.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Minister Benita, for being persistent and pushing your way through on this No Weapon Formed Against Us Wednesday. Thank you so much for opening us up in prayer. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside here in Inglewood, California. I am on Pacific Standard Time, but I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, for Jesus is definitely the light in the world. And so we welcome you to the Master's Call. We thank you for joining us. And the mission statement for this call is that as you call in to the Master's Call, and as you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that your life will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day here on the Master's Call with the Master. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." See, this call started back on October the 25th, and if it was not for the yes of our two phenomenal co-founders here on the Master's Call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we would not have this telecommunication sanctuary, as my sister Benita has tagged this call. But I am telling you that God is doing greater and newer things in 2016, and his glory is being seen in each and every single one of you who are under the sound of my voice. And so we thank you for dialing in, and we welcome you to the call. I want to let you know that immediately following this call, we have the opportunity to head over to the new morning motivational call. Today is Wednesday. That means that it is Wellness Wednesday, and we invite each and every single one of you to join us on the Wellness Wednesday call. No matter if you're a part of Artists International or not, your health and your wealth are extremely important for you to be effective in the kingdom. So join us today at 641-715-3865. The access code that you'll use to dial in is 539598#, and that will be immediately following this call on this morning. I also want to invite you this evening to join us on the Artist Connect call, and you can do that in two different ways. The first one would be to dial in, and if you're dialing in from a regular landline, that number is 712-432-0900, and the access code that you would use would be 847-610#. If you're not on a phone and you're by a computer, then you could go on to www.artistaa.com. YRD, as in David, YSSLIFE, one word, .com. And connect to our Artists Connect and see definitely where Artists International is heading in this new and exciting quarter of the year. And so if you are not a part of Artists International and you're on this line and you're just wondering, why do we keep on saying Artists International, Artists International? Well, Artists International is the vehicle that brought most of us here together here on the Master's Call. And we invite you to join us and listen in and get back with the person who invited you to this call and ask them, can you please tell me, how can an appointment with artists change my life? And you know what? They'll be more than glad to share that with you. And so now it's time for us to hear what thus says the Lord, and I'll be coming back a little bit later to give you some additional announcements. But we need to hear what the Lord is saying to us. So at this time, it is an honor, a privilege, and pleasure for me this morning to set the platform for our next speaker this morning. I'm going to tell you, she is a mighty and anointed woman of God. Currently, she is getting ready to embark upon her second Abraham Day, which will be happening this coming Saturday in Brooklyn, New York. And so if you follow her on Facebook, please reach out. I'm sure if you're anywhere close to Brooklyn, New York, she would love to see your face there. She's none other than the anointed and appointed one this morning, Minister Ada Levette Grace. Minister Ada Grace is a humbled servant of God. She resides in Brooklyn, New York with her husband, Doug. Ada is under the leadership of Pastor Charles O. Goldbrock of Clarendon Road Church in Brooklyn, New York. Minister Ada is a mother and a grandmother who believes that she has the assignment to spend hours in prayer. She co-founded a ministry, Women for the Cross, a ministry dedicated to helping women deal with their issues, their concerns, and how to serve the Lord. Minister Ada is a teacher of the Word of God. Minister Ada wants you to read the Word, study the Word, believe the Word, apply the Word, and live the Word. She is also on the phenomenal Truly Blessed team, a part of my team in Artists International, where greater and new things are being seen. And so at this time, without further ado, it is extremely an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure. And the next voice that you will hear will be none other than Minister Ada Levette Grace. Are you out there, woman of God?
Good morning, Tiffany. Can you hear me?
I hear you. If you could, just speak up just a bit louder, then
okay.
The call will go forth. Clearly.
Is that a little bit better, Tiffany?
That is a little bit better. Thank you, woman of God. Take it away.
God bless you, my dear songbird, efficient, knowledgeable, beautiful, committed, loyal woman of God. I thank God for you. I thank God that he saw fit to put me on the Truly Blessed team. I also want to thank Minister Bonita for pressing her way. I know the devil is a liar, and thank you so much for seating and greeting, and our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell. Thank you for all that you do, and always stand ready to get in and help where there is a need. And I must humbly and so gratefully honor the founders of this dynamic ministry, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who I'm dancing and praising God for all he's doing and yet to do in your life, and our wonderful Mother Eagle, who keeps everything going and flowing, and just so grateful for you, Dr. Vanessa. I want to just first let you all know I so appreciate your prayers as I have, as there is only 3 days before Abraham Day 2016. And I want to give you what God has given me to give to you today. I thank God for an opportunity. Last week that I was having all types of technology difficulties, and Mother Eagle stepped right in. But I was title of this message, if I was to title it, is Weeping for America. I broke my fast. Many of you know I've been fasting television for several weeks, but I broke my fast of television yesterday to see some of parts of the Democratic National Convention. And one of the things that struck me so much was when the mothers of the movement shared, and I wrote this quote down, "Give me 2 moments to tell you how good God is. Give me a moment to say thank you." The mother of Sandra Bland died in jail after being pulled over for a traffic stop in 2015, right down there in Prairie View where our Mother Eagle is. We're not standing here because he's not good. We're standing here because he's great. And our God is great. And no matter what circumstances that you may be dealing with or situation, God is great and great to be praised. If you have your Bibles, would you be so kind as to turn with me to John 11, the Gospel according to St. John 11. And I'm going to open with the first verse. And you pray with me and pray for me as I have been having some emotional highs and lows. But by God's grace and by God's power, I'm going to get through this. Father, in the name of Jesus, I step back. I ask one more time for your Holy Spirit to come forth and to take over. Calm my emotions, Lord, that I may speak your word with power, with love and grace. I thank you for an opportunity to speak to these, your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Verse 1. Now a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and his sister Martha. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus now lay sick, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. So the sisters sent word to Jesus, "Lord, the one you love is sick." When he heard this, Jesus said, "This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory that God's Son may be glorified through it." Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Yet when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was 2 more days. I'm going to keep going here, but I want you to see the setting here is that there is something going on with his dearly beloved friends, and they are sending word. This, of course, is before cell phones and computers and emails, and so they would send a messenger to send a word out. And so they have sent the word out that their friend, the one that Jesus loved, is sick. Now, jump on over there with me to verse 17. On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed home. "Lord," Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, God, God will give you whatever you ask." And Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." And Martha answered, I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection. I am the life. He who believes in me will live, And even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? And so what is happening here, I hope you caught that last verse in the first part that I read, it says when he got word, he stayed. He didn't go right away. He stayed another 2 days, like where you are, say 2 days. And so there is a dreadful, tragic thing going here, and they're trying to get help for their brother. And I noticed they didn't call the newspaper, the reporter. They didn't call the medical profession. They called on Jesus. I think one of us needs to get that. They called on Jesus at their point of need. And Jesus, the Bible said he delayed 2 more days. Why? Because of he wanted, let me continue here. Let me not get ahead of myself. And Jesus said, he said, do you believe this? He's talking about, I am the life. I am the resurrection. Let's continue. Yes, Lord, she told him, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who was to come into the world. And after she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary aside. The teacher is here, she said, and he is asking for you. When Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. Now, Jesus had not yet entered the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. And when the Jews who had been with Mary in the house comforting her noticed how quickly she got up and went out, they followed her, supposing she was going to the tomb to mourn there. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. And when Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. Where have you laid him? He asked. Come and see, Lord, they replied. Jesus wept. I don't know about you, but it is even very difficult for me this morning to hardly see the words. As tears well up in my eye, I don't know about you, but I have spent days sometimes just weeping over all of the ugliness that is going on in America. And then when it comes knocking right at your own door, sometimes it seems like it is just far too much to take. But I stand here today reminded. I am reminded as I watched those women on the stage yesterday talking and allowing their pain to be used for a movement to speak to the injustices that are being going on here, that they were so graceful and they were able to have that self-control and of their emotions. And I ask for you today to continue to pray for me as I get through this. But I stopped by the master's call this morning because I have joy in my heart. I am so thankful when I think about when trouble comes knocking at my own door. I can still say that my baby is here. My baby is still alive. And I'm so very grateful. I'm so very thankful. I felt their pain and their emotion as they shared on yesterday, and it blessed my spirit. I want to give you some takeaways today as I want you to take time to continue to pray for our country, and not just for our country, but for the universal church at large. All around the world, I do believe that we are living in the last days, and it is time for us as the people of God to pray. It is important for us to take time to pray for our families, our neighborhoods, and for our communities. This is what Abraham Day is about. My late father's name was Abraham, and we know spiritually that Abraham in the Bible was called a friend of God. And so on this Saturday coming up, we're going to be the hands and feet extended in the community, promoting unity, promoting community and peace like never before. And I pray that you would pray for me and Doug, as we really believe that this is a special call on our lives. We thank God for the over 30-something volunteers who have come alongside of us. We thank God for local churches who have come alongside to say, yes, we want to be a part of this. And so do pray for us as we move forward in what God has called us to do. The first takeaway that I want you to take away from this story is that there was a relationship established with Jesus and his friends. My dear beloved brother, my dear beloved sister, if you have not made Jesus the Savior and Lord of your life, I invite you to do that today. I want you to know that Jesus, just like in the Bible, it said that he loved Mary, he loved Martha, he loved Lazarus, and I want you to know he loves you, loved you so much that he died on the cross for you. So there was an established relationship between Jesus and his friends. There will come a time in your life and in my life where we will experience pain. Some of us are going through emotional pain. Some of us have suffered physical pain. And yes, some of us are suffering spiritual pain. But I want you to know that when you are in that painful place, when you are experience great anguish in your soul, that is the time that you are to draw even closer to the loving God that loves you so very much. Number three, you need community. Amen. You need community, people to pray for you and with you. Don't try to go through these things by yourself. Call on the name of the Lord, but also be in community so that they can comfort and pray for you as you go through your different trials and tribulations. And finally, there are some things that God will resurrect in your life. Amen. And there are some things that he will remain dead. Go with me as I close to verse 40. Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me." Excuse me. And when he said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and cloth around his face. And Jesus said to them, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go." Oh, Master Call family today. Minister Ada Levesque, Grace stopped by the Master's Call today to tell you with tears in my eyes, take off them dead clothes. It's time to go forward in what God has called you to do. Stop allowing your talents and your gifts that God has graciously given you to lay dormant, to lay in the tomb. Get up, come on out, and go forth in what God has called you to do. At this time, I'm going to turn the call back over to the host. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me, Minister Ada?
Yes, I can hear you, Tiffany. God bless you.
To God be the glory for that word that you just brought to us this morning. May God continue to strengthen you, comfort you, and give you peace which passes all understanding. So let us go to God in prayer. Father, we just bless you and we thank you for this day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad no matter what. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for your strength. We thank you for joy, oh God. And we thank you that you are our creator. So, Father, on this day, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would continue to bless us and keep us, that you would continue to open doors for us and close doors for us in our lives, oh God. And so I lift up my sister Ada to you right now, and I pray right now that you will restore virtue in her. I pray that you would just give her a peace of mind that you could only give her. I decree and declare that every single need that is put on the table that has been written down on the books for Abraham Day will be met in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare that no weapon formed against that event shall prosper in the name of Jesus. I pray that the community will come together and that the goal, the vision that has been set forth will be accomplished, oh God. For you said that we are more than conquerors, so we know that her and Doug, they win, God. Continue to protect her children and her grandchildren, oh God. Continue to do greater and new things in their lives, Father, as they continue to keep their focus on you. And so for every caller who is under the sound of my voice right now, oh God, I pray that your peace will be with them. For your word says that if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, and God, we come this morning seeking your face, praying without ceasing, oh God, that your will be manifest here on earth as it is in heaven. God, we hear you, we feel you, and we see you, and we pray right now in the name of Jesus that your will be done in our lives. So we thank you, God, for this day. We thank you for Artist Life, for the founders of Artist Life, the co-founders. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and we thank you for each and every person who is listening now and that will listen later. And I pray right now that your favor, your blessings, and increase will be upon each and every single one of us. And these things I decree and declare in the matchless name of Jesus, I pray right now. Amen, amen, and amen. So we want to thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. To hear the replay of this call, please dial 712-432-1085, the access code 539598#. Don't forget, we will be heading over to Awareness Wednesday, where the topic for Artist Life Awareness Wednesday today is colon disease. That is very, very important and very, I'm sure, will be a very, very effective call. So please dial in to hear the Phenomenal Flanagans at 641-715-3865 and the access code 539598#. Please don't forget this evening at 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 Central and 8 Eastern Standard Time, the Artist Life Connect call will be happening, and that number is 712-432-0900, the PIN number 847-610#, or online www.artistlife.com. Please, if you have any prayer requests, praise reports, or testimonies, or any questions, and you would like for us to answer, please send us an email to info@themasterscall.net, our prayer general minister, Brenda Terrell, or our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. Keep in mind, we do have a website for our telecommunications sanctuary, which is available 24/7. That website is www.themasterscall.net. Thank you so much, Minister Bonita, for seating us and greeting us on this No Weapon Formed Against Us Wednesday. Thank you so much, Minister Ada Levette Grace, for blessing us with that message this morning. And to each of you who have dialed in, remember, you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and go out and make your day great. Minister Ada, come back and give us our benediction for this day.
Thank you, Minister Tiffany. So I appreciate you. Want to leave you with 1 Thessalonians 5:18. It says, be joyful always, pray continually, giving thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. beloved brother, beloved sister, go out and be someone's answer prayer today. Remember to pray for us, pray for our country, and go out and be that minister in the marketplace. We hope to see you right back here on the Master's Call tomorrow. God bless each and every one of you. Have an awesome day.